So again, Omele answered back and said, Choyli Mayinu, I have a bad stomach. Like, Vatami has to go to the best kisa, Yowis. And if Yom Rav Yudah says, Choyli Mayinu, people have a bad stomach, that I really like, put them in that film, put them wearing tefillin. Rashi says, because, you always have to take it off. It's so much of a tircha then. So that's why he wasn't wearing tefillin. So the Chiddush Rashi says, because Rashi's mashpah, the p'tur is tamas a tircha, it's a tircha merubah. We're not much rich you to put on the tefillin, to put on, take it off. Other thing learned up shat is, like there's a chshashta, maybe be mafiach bo, maybe you won't keep it b'kedusha. We know you're only allowed to wear tefillin if you keep it b'kedusha. So that's the reason why, if you have a choyli mind, if you have a sick stomach like, you have a p'tur not to wear tefillin the whole time. About stand to be mekayim mitzvah krishma, it depends that you can put on and be mekayim the mitzvah. You won't have anything, then it's okay. But if not, not. The choyli mind, that's why it's part of not tefillin. Now the Mor says, Chazi Yisod Lehevi Karami Chutei, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Or Malay, he said back to him, my time, Lestach Chutei, how come you're not wearing tzitzis? Or Malay, Tala Shuli, this talis I borrowed. And the Yomar Vudi Vudi says, that the locker is Tala Shuli, if you borrow a talis, you should know, the klal is Kol Shloi Shemiyo, and put them in a tzitzis. The first 30 days, you put them in a tzitzis. So therefore, you don't have to wear tzitzis. So kids, he knew what he was talking about. Ad hoch in the meantime, Asalu Gavram, they brought him a person, that the person was not being mekayem the mitzvahs, kibud avein. Kaftu, they tied him up, and Rashi says, alomer on a beam there, lal kaisa, they want to give him alkus, midrabonin, or asking the Tanya, the aboyim v'suloi b'mitzvahs leisa say, abo mitzvahs say, shalafon avein, if God doesn't want to do a mitzvah say, so we tell him to do it, and if not, we'll makin leisa, shatei shenafshay. So they wanted to like beat him up. The person should be mechabed his parents. Omelut, he said back to them, no, Shafkinu, leave him alone. He can't do that. Titani was not like this. Kol mitzvah sasei sheman zchorim b'tzidom. Any mitzvah sasei, the Torah says, do the mitzvah. And if you do it, there'll be a reward. Like here by Kibbut Avim, the Pasuk says, l'man yarichu yomim. You'll have an arichas yomim. So the Torah says the reward right away. So then the klal is, ein bezn shalamata mezoron aleh. Bezn shalamata can't enforce it. And here, since by Kibbut Avim, it says the man's chor and he can't enforce it. So you're not allowed to beat him up. Omalei, see, now he's finally said back to listen. Chazin l'chor de charifa tuv, I see you're very, very smart, you're very sharp. Omalei said back to him, Ehevi bi asrod Rav Yehuda. If you would have been back in my hometown, Rav Yehuda, achvin l'chor chufoy, I would have showed you how really, how much of a whiz he was. Kids, he was very smart, he was okay, he was able to protect himself. Other words says Omalaya by the Safra Bay Satra of Safra. Kisolis lost him Abai Satra of Safra. When you go up to Eretz Yisrael, boy you now, yes to Mashal like this. Kav the Mal, what's the lock of liver? Yeah. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you meet Reb Zera, ask him the Shaila. What's the lock of liver? So Kav the Mai. Os ma boy when a kav the mai osen bay, what should you do with liver to make it edible? So Kisolik, when he went up to the territory, so Lashkin was Reb Zik, he found Reb Zrika. Omalei, Anor Shalkilei, the Reb Ami, V'yochal, I used to cook up the liver for him, and he would eat it. He would eat cooked up liver. Rashi's B'shalkilei, covered, V'yochal, he would eat it. Kiyos Lekalagabe, when he came to him, Omalei, Lemesa Navshalok, Kamiboile, if you cook up liver, Avada, it's also that way. Rashi says, "Lemeis nashrei shei dam ha niflat bimenu chayz letoicha v'yaserot meboilan depshituli techivun the Torah he liflat lohitzi kol shor lebola." If you cook up liver, so in the cooking it, the blood comes out. True, but the blood does not come back in again, since it's oisik and throwing out the blood, no blood comes back in again. So it itself, taker, is mutter. Ki kamebola when there's mashayla lemeis tacharoto. If it's next to another piece of meat. Does the dam go out from this liver into other meat? Rashi says, "Madam yotzei mimenu oisa bosarachem as bashli mai." That was a shayla. She said, "Listen, maishno lemeisa nashu lemiboy. Why do you say pshit is not also the piece of liver itself? This nan we learned ain in aseris. It doesn't become also itself. If so, lemeisa chaverta namilo tiboy. Shouldn't be any shayl then about does it also the other piece of meat that's next to it? It's nan because we learned clearly." Ha kovid oiseris v'ein in a seris. If you cook liver up with other meat, so the liver tanka asses the other meat, but it itself doesn't become also. The v'nei shi poletis, because liver is always shooting out its blood, v'ein in balas, it doesn't come back in again. to someone, if you heard that price, you should know all the halacha. Omalei said back to him, Dilma Hossam Bekavta Disur, maybe they're talking about something else. Something about COVID of a treifa. That's a different halacha there. And there's Mishum Shemanusa because of the fat. But here we're clear about Mishum Doma, what's the halacha of dam? So that's the Shiloh, when the dam comes out of the liver and it goes into the other meat, does it ask for the other meat or not? So that's the Shiloh. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. We'll go with the command next time. Yeah.